This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
Running this food bank has built so much confidence. People are like, wow, we just started this and it's working and it's helping people, and we didn't need the landlord to do it or the government or any, or even nonprofits in the neighborhood. We just did it ourselves.
That's Patterson Hodgson, a resident of 105 West Lodge, which is also home to a tenant-run food bank. Patterson has been working alongside West Lodge neighbors, volunteering time and skills to ensure that tenants are taken care of amidst the pandemic. They've been distributing donated food and making it more accessible to neighbors who are unemployed, quarantining at home, or immunocompromised. We talk about the food bank as a vehicle to connect neighbors, the power of community organizing, and Patterson shares some advice for listeners who may want to start something similar in their own communities.
Basically, before Christmas, we took a unit for one day because there's a lot of units under construction, so the doors are left open. So we just swept through the building and found an empty unit because we're smart and sneaky. Anyway, we took it for the day and did the food bank, and they didn't know what to do. The security walked past, but like, I don't think anyone was in the office that knew what to do. And then we let it go because we didn't have the manpower to like hold it. So currently we're occupying a unit that someone moved out of, that it was new us and gave us the keys. And so we were able to run the food bank in there, and it's been amazing. My neighbors, their confidence, because seeing us do this and having basically no consequences because of the organizing we've been doing. Like, if one of us tried to do this, we get shut down. But because there's a bunch of us, and so many people in the building know about the food bank now, it's like, we have so much power.
The West Lodge Towers were built in 1965 as an upscale apartment building for young professionals and is currently owned by Hazelview Properties. They were known as Timber Creek Communities until recently. Patterson says that these days rent at West Lodge is some of the cheapest in the area. Some of the tenants have lived in the building for decades, and some are relatively newer, like Patterson, who moved in 4 years ago.
So my building is kind of an anomaly in West Lodge a little bit. In Parkdale. It's a really large building. It's a set of two buildings that face each other, and we have a courtyard in between. And it's one of the only high rises in the part of Parkdale that we're in. So in like North Parkdale. It's like a 1960s. It was built in 1965, and it's gone through a lot of changes since then. And it's basically home to like Parkdale's lowest income people, essentially. Like maybe aside from public and subsidized housing, a lot of immigrants, a lot of refugees, a lot of super low income people who make art, a lot of disabled people. A lot of my neighbors are on ODSP. A lot of my neighbors are seniors.
The tenant-run food bank at West Lodge was born out of necessity. As our systems continue to fail low-income, racialized, and disabled people in Parkdale, especially during the pandemic, Patterson hopes that their community organizing can fill some of those gaps.
When COVID hit, it became really clear, really fast, that a lot of people were going to be behind on rent. All the job losses, you know, there was millions of job losses in Ontario, and there's more and more job losses all the time as businesses like shut down because they're not either not being supported enough, or like, you know, they aren't making any money during COVID. So we started organizing around rent relief, which we have not won, but we've been pressuring our landlord, and other groups across the city have been pressuring landlords for rent relief since April. And in the summer, because COVID makes it difficult to do outreach, we started doing outdoor outreach once the summer hit. And one of the things we did was we did some tabling with a bunch of free food. So we were provided the food by a group called the People's Pantry to start. And we did maybe 2 or 3 days here at West Lodge, and we did a couple days at other buildings in the neighborhood. And the goal was to get contacts of people, to talk to people about rent, about their situation, about if they'd lost income, stuff like that.
Through this outreach, tenants at West Lodge got to know their neighbors better. And for Patterson, they not only met new people, they connected with tenants that wanted to help.
Those were really successful. I got a lot of contacts that way, a lot of contacts of people at my building who were low income and who were probably the most vulnerable when it comes to like eviction, right? Because the greatest fear, the greatest worry, and it's real, it's coming, is that landlords will use COVID arrears, people who've fallen behind during COVID, as ways to get people out of their units. So my neighbors, some of my neighbors pay under $1,000 for a one bedroom unit. A lot of people are paying under $1,500 for a two bedroom unit, which is basically unheard of in Toronto, right? So there's a big incentive to get new tenants into those units at higher prices. So we needed to find people. We needed to find people as fast as we could, and we needed to start those conversations. So the tabling, that's why we did the tabling. Then in the fall, so organizing built over the summer and fall, I got more people involved. And so I started thinking about, should we do more tabling? What should we do to keep the momentum up, keep meeting people?
Through all these conversations, a food bank seemed like the logical next step. Like many Canadians in Parkdale and beyond, residents were choosing between paying their rent, putting food on the table, and purchasing masks to protect themselves from COVID-19. And aside from the direct impact that a food bank could make, Patterson saw other opportunities, like demonstrating the power that tenants hold.
In November, I decided basically, along with a few other people outside of the building, that we would try and start this. And as soon as I started it, neighbors that I was connected with started helping out right away. People were so like excited and interested, and it's such a easy to understand concept. Like, people need food, we can find food and give it to them. But the real motivation for the food bank is to get people organizing. Like, as much as I want to give food to people, I also know that no amount of food will ever be enough. It's a drop in the bucket. It's an empty hole. Like charity and service work, it's never ending, right? The real reason behind my food bank is to get neighbors connecting with other neighbors, working together, and having conversations about organizing and about what the landlord is doing and about what could happen here at the building and how we need to stop it.
Once tenants were familiar with one another, the food bank started creating ripple effects within the community.
It's amazing the generosity of poor people compared to rich people. In the just before Christmas, we got a whole bunch of turkeys donated. We gave away 50 in like 10 minutes, basically. And I had after just talking to neighbors after Christmas, a whole bunch of people told me, like, yeah, I cooked my turkey and then I brought turkey down the hall to my neighbor who's alone. And one woman, she cooked her turkey and gave all of it away along with sides and stuff. And it was just like, it was like amazing. Like, people with so little will give and give, like, if they have it.
The food bank donations come from lots of sources, and Patterson says it changes all the time. There's no pressure for tenants to contribute, but they can if they want to. They've received donations from community organizations, residents in neighboring areas, and they're looking to connect with charities in the future. Patterson hopes to run the food bank on a biweekly basis and also hopes to mobilize residents around other issues as well.
When people start talking to each other and start comparing struggles, like, no one should struggle alone. And everyone is, you know? And so the food bank is really about that, like, collective struggle. Like, everyone in this building is poor. There's no rich people at West Lodge, you know? Maybe there's people doing a little better than me, but I'm doing a little better than lots of people in the building. But we're all, you know, we're all poor. And even I use the food bank. Like, I take food from the food bank at the end of the day, and it really like takes a pressure off. It's very helpful.
If you're interested in starting a similar project in your community, Patterson has learned a lot of lessons that they can pass on. For one, they recommend not doing this kind of thing alone.
Right now, there haven't been any personal costs because we basically just make like a paper sign and we get our donations and then we give them away, and all the tenants just volunteer their time. We did some fundraising over Christmas and we used that to buy some food for the last food bank, and we'll probably continue that, but we're trying to figure out how best to use our money. But yeah, no, I mean it takes time and energy. And so if you don't have time and energy, then it might cost money because you need other people to do things for you that you have to pay for, things like that. But I think the number one advice I would give people is don't do it alone.
Patterson also adds that organizing can look like a lot of different things. For them, it's within an apartment building, but it can also happen in communities that live on the same street, that work together, or hold the same social identity. Communication is another important element, so it's important to find out what's needed because a tenant-run food bank might not be the best fit for your community.
The thing about our food bank is because it's so connected to our organizing. The advice I would give is talk to your neighbors and identify what problems and what issues you could confront together. And is that food security? Then start to figure that out. Is it, maybe it's not food security. Maybe it's like another issue. Maybe it's like an upcoming rent increase that could be confronted. You know, we're working on things like that as well. But talking to neighbors and finding common ground and talking about what your community needs and then deciding to provide that for each other, for yourselves and for each other, rather than, you know, waiting for someone else to come along.
To connect with the tenant-run food bank at West Lodge, visit their website, westlodgefoodbank.com. From there, you can donate, follow them on social media, and learn more about what they're up to. This is Sam Darmasena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.